We're joined now to talk about the reaction south of the border that's likely to follow the vote, whatever its result, by The Guardian columnist Polly Toynbee and by Eddie Bone, who chairs an organisation called the Campaign for an English Parliament. Polly, first of all, just in general, do you think there is likely to be some kind of backlash, talking in parliamentary terms, at Westminster, even if there is a no vote?
I think there's a danger of it. I mean, there's certainly the right-wing stream of the Conservative Party, John Redwood, Boris Johnson, and a number of other people who seem to want to say, right, this is our opportunity to take some kind of revenge on Scotland, which is an odd thing to say now. It makes you wonder whether, in fact, which would make some sense, that's a strand within, on the right, who'd actually quite like Scotland to go. And if they wanted them to stay, would they be saying that kind of thing now?
Eddie Bone, chairman of the Campaign for an English Parliament. I don't know if you represent a party or not, do you?
Hello, Jim. No, not at all. We're completely across all the parties. You know, we have membership from every single party there
well,
is.
If you want to campaign for an English Parliament, presumably you would welcome a yes vote in the end of the United Kingdom.
Well, we've always actually said that that's a decision for the people of Scotland. What we're noticing is that the Westminster politicians are starting to respond to English concerns. Now, we think it's a near certainty that the funding for Scotland, in the case of a no vote now, would be reduced down to the levels that they are in England. See, everyone's been talking for some time.
Well, hang on a minute. The main parties at Westminster have promised a devolution of a considerable number of tax-raising powers, so that whole system would change.
Well, it would change, but actually you've got to listen to what the research in England is saying. The research in England is clearly showing that the people of England have had enough of the situation, they're aware now of the funding issues, and they want equality between England and actually Scotland if there is a no vote.
Are the people who take that view aware that Scotland in general in recent years has taken out of the budget less than it's put in?
Oh, well, that's absolutely rubbish, Jim. Absolute rubbish. I mean, from an English view,
give us the figures then.
No, okay, I'll tell you exactly what the Treasury public expenditure figures show is that Scotland individually get £10,152 per person, while in England it's £8,529.
What about the tax receipts that the Treasury gets from Scotland?
Oh, actually, I mean, first of all, let's not take in oil or anything like that, because that's UK, it's North Sea oil. That is not the case at all. England actually is the country that raises the taxes for Britain. It's very clear that the money comes from insurance.
That's
not rubbish at all, Jim. And actually, what we're seeing from the research in England, that the people of England have had enough of that situation. They believe they're subsidising Scotland. That's not my words. That's the actual research coming out.
You used the phrase, the actual research. You know the figures. Tell us then.
Okay.
What are the tax revenues that Treasury gets from Scotland?
I'm actually showing to you what the actual research is. I'm talking about when people are asked in England how they feel a no vote.
You use the phrase actual research. What is the figure for the tax revenues Treasury gets from Scotland?
I will come to a figure that is the House of Lords report in 2009 that says clearly that under the Barnett formula, that £49 billion goes to Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland.
What about the tax receipts?
£33 billion goes from actually the only country in the UK that actually makes a tax profit is England. £33 billion, Jim, goes to Scotland, and there's a £10 billion surplus. That will have to stop if there's a no vote.
What is the tax take from Scotland that the Treasury gets?
Straight off my head, Jim, I'm not going to be able to give you that figure.
The actual research stops there.
No, it doesn't.
You've only got one side of the balance sheet.
No, I haven't at all. I mean, and actually, one of the things...
Well, tell us what the tax receipts of the UK Treasury are from Scotland.
I'm giving you the actual figures. The figures are, in 2009, the House of Lords report clearly shows that actually money, surplus money from England is going...
What is the tax take?
Well, it's not the figures that have been given out at all by the SNP.
Let's settle on it. You don't know what the tax take is.
I said to you, I haven't got those figures right in front of me.
Okay.
But I actually do know the figures. I haven't got them in front of me.
But you do know them.
But actually, the research I am talking about, Jim, comes from the University of Cardiff and the University of Edinburgh, that clearly shows that the people of England clearly want equality when it comes down to expenditure. That means there is going to be significant cuts in Scotland if the people of Scotland vote no. That's going to happen.
Polly Toynbee, what do you think will happen in the event of a no vote, politically speaking, at Westminster? Just let's go through it.
Well, if we're going to go ahead for Devo Max, if we're going to go ahead for major devolution of power, I think it's going to change England a lot, because I think there will be a real sense that actually a lot of the regions in England will also need devolution too. Of course, it depends very much who's in power at the time.
Yes.
A lot of difference whether it's a Conservative or a Labour government in Westminster.
But the other point that you put your finger on it there is that, of course, in the 6 months after the vote, whether it's yes or whether it's no, we're going to be in a pre-election period, which is going to be a very febrile period indeed. And therefore, whether we're talking about the negotiations about extra powers in the event of a no vote, or whether we're talking about the beginning of independence negotiations following a yes vote, it's going to be an extremely tense period, because the parties in England, or the rest of the UK in general, as well as the parties here, will be thinking about a general election.
It'll be very tense, very difficult. The differences between the parties, I think, will be quite marked. It seems to me that England has not really got its head around what it would mean if the vote is yes. I think the shock to the entire body politic at Westminster would be profound. And there certainly is a strand of nastiness, of which we're hearing a bit from our colleague who says he's talking about the people of England. I don't think the people of England have got it in for Scotland, but there certainly is a strand, you know, if you read certain articles in the Mail or the Sun or the Telegraph, if you listen to people like Redwood or Boris Johnson, a sort of let's sock it to the Scots. But I don't think that is the sentiment at all. And I think if the vote is no, what happens is a whole opening up of the entire constitutional settlement in England as well, which is interesting and high time. For instance, you know, the North East in 2004 had its own referendum. Since then, it's changed its mind a great deal.
And I think
areas like that will want some of the powers that Scotland's going to have.
Mr. Bone.
OK, first of all, I take offence, Polly. There's no nastiness in here in actually standing up for the interests of the people of England. Yes, there are going to be changes. The people of England don't want Scottish MPs voting on English issues. So after a no vote, that will definitely have to change. But also, let's look at the NHS. The NHS in England is being privatised. The only way the people of Scotland are going to protect the NHS in Scotland is by voting yes. Because actually, if they vote no, privatisation of the NHS in Scotland will occur.
No, but hang on. The NHS is devolved. The NHS in Scotland is run by the Scottish Government, not by Jeremy Hunt.
No, actually, what's going to happen, something I agree with Alex Salmond, and I've got 20 years of working in the NHS, so, Jim, I can talk with a lot of experience. The funding will be cut. Now, actually, that will squeeze, as it has in England, it will squeeze the services. And once those services are squeezed by finances, if there is a no vote, they will be squeezed. The people of Scotland need to realise that. And actually, by only voting yes, will they save or protect the NHS in Scotland, because they protect it from the squeeze of funding.
Polly Toynbee, finally, you're very concerned about health and welfare and social matters. What do you think of Alex Salmond's view that the only way to protect the NHS in Scotland is to vote yes?
Well, there's a measure of truth in it, in the sense that the amount of money that goes to the NHS in general hugely affects the amount of money that Scotland gets. So, you know, Scotland plainly want a say in that. So the idea you can absolutely separate out Scottish MPs from decisions made on health in England in the event of a no vote isn't at all clear-cut. Certainly, if much less money goes to the NHS, then less will go to Scotland as well. So, it's, you know, these things are closely intertwined.
Polly Toynbee, Eddie Bone, thank you both very much.